Hello, this is my Holy Week Diary for April the 17th, 2025. Today is Maundy Thursday. This is a reading from Luke chapter 23, verses 18 through 25. But they all cried out together, "Away with this man and release to us Barabbas, a man who had been thrown into prison for an insurrection started in the city and for murder." Pilate addressed them once more, desiring to release Jesus, but they kept shouting, "Crucify, crucify him." A third time he said to them, "Why? What evil has he done? I found in him no guilt deserving death. I will therefore punish and release him." But they were urgent, demanding with loud cries that he should be crucified, and their voices prevailed. So Pilate decided that their demand should be granted. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, for whom they asked, but he delivered Jesus over to their will. Here ends the reading. We're at that point in our read-through of Luke's Gospel where we're a little ahead of the liturgical narrative which the church begins to tell tonight. So for today's diary, I thought I would share the homily I will be offering at tonight's Maundy Thursday liturgy. Here it is. Once again this year, as in years past, a group of folks have gathered on Friday mornings to commemorate Jesus' journey to Golgotha by praying the Stations of the Cross. Even though this devotional practice wasn't really a part of my religious observance prior to coming to Trinity, through the years, I've come to appreciate the power of the Stations of the Cross to remind me once again of the physicality, the embodiedness of our faith. And the station that always seems to affect me most profoundly is the 10th station. Jesus is stripped of his garments. Religious artwork has sought throughout the centuries to protect some semblance of dignity for Jesus. The reality for those condemned to crucifixion, however, was the humiliation involved in being exposed, with all the shame associated with public nakedness. Unclothed and vulnerable, the convicted man would endure the taunts, jeers, and prurient stares of the crowds which public executions inevitably drew. As I've contemplated the 10th station throughout Lent, I've become increasingly aware of all the ways I attempt to keep the less attractive aspects of my personality covered, the ways I hide from myself under the flimsy garments of rationalization, the ways I cover my faults and failures from others with layers of self-justification, the ways I attempt to conceal my inherent tendency towards sin from God, as laughable as that is, with the thin shawl of piety overlaid with an overcoat of religious observance. Lent has been doing its work on me, and I suspect it's been doing some work on some of you as well. And our Lenten journey brings us to this moment. People of God gather in churches all across the world today on the mandate, the commandment Jesus gave his disciples on the night before the horrors of Good Friday unfolded. The one who would be stripped bare in a few hours got up from the dinner table, wrapped himself in a towel, knelt before his disciples, and washed their feet. In a shocking display of humility, he took the role of a servant. He washed the feet of Judas the betrayer. He washed the feet of Peter, the denier. He washed the feet of every disciple who would desert him in the ensuing hours. He told them, "If I, your Lord and Master, wash your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet." This was the same night, according to the Apostle Paul, quoting the tradition he had received, that Jesus took bread, broke it, and said, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." He took the cup of wine and said, "This is my blood of the new covenant. Do this in remembrance of me." In other words, in eating this meal, you will come to know what it means to be in communion with me and with one another. We share this stripped-down meal as a faithful witness that a bite of bread and a sip of wine can fill us in ways which surpass our meager imaginations. Tonight, the Church begins the intense liturgical journey that is the 3 days, the Triduum. The Church invites us to step out of time and step into the mystery of God's love for humankind, which stretches from before time and into eternity. We will wash each other's feet. We will share the holy food and drink of Christ's body and blood. We will recall through the words and actions the suffering of Jesus. We do all of this in the shadow of the cross and in the hope of an empty tomb. We do all of this in the shadow of the cross and in the hope of the empty tomb. Let us pray. Almighty Father, whose dear Son, on the night before he suffered, instituted the sacrament of his body and blood, mercifully grant that we may receive it thankfully in remembrance of Jesus Christ our Lord, who in these holy mysteries gives us a pledge of eternal life, and who now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.